only making things worse between the two countries.
To Ukraine now, and power has been partially restored in Odessa after a fire at a substation left nearly 500,000 people without electricity. The government says it will appeal to Turkey to help restore power to those still affected. The facility was damaged by repeated Russian missile strikes. Live to Al Jazeera, Zain Bazravi in Kyiv. For Zain, what more are you hearing about the situation in Odessa?
Well, the government has been talking about this a severe problem facing Odessa region. They have said that they've managed to restore power to critical infrastructure. Now, what that means is they have restored electricity to important city functions like water, the water supply, drinking water, as well as drainage, the sewage system, two very important things to managing a major city. And thirdly, in the dead of winter, most importantly, they've restored power to the critical infrastructure that supplies heat throughout the city. So when they say that they have been able to restore power to parts of the critical infrastructure, that is the thing that they are talking about. But what they say will take weeks to repair is the rest of the power grid. What they're talking about is, so far, of the 500,000 people affected by this, a third of them have had power restored, but very large number remain without electricity, therefore without heat in the dead of winter in their homes. And repairing that stuff, repairing the parts of the electrical grid that supply electricity to these people's homes, that is what is expected to take weeks. And speaking about the repair work, a senior official with one of the major power plants working on repairing this substation described the challenges that they've been facing ever since last summer when Russia began to strike the country's power grid. He described this substation as something that had been a victim of several Russian missile attacks in the past. The substation had been repaired and put back into service. But what Ukrainian officials say, one official described it like trying to repair a car after it had been in a car accident. You can get it back on the road, but it'll never quite work the same. And that's the kind of challenges that they're facing now across the power grid. Even here in Kyiv, residents that don't have a backup energy supply, like a generator or heavy-duty batteries to power their homes, face between 4 to 6 hours, sometimes 8 or 12 hours of power cuts a day. And that is something you really feel in the current winter conditions. And so that's the situation in Kyiv, but in many places in the country, the power cuts last much longer. In the city of Bakhmut, currently under siege by Russian forces, they don't have any electricity at all.
Okay, Zain, thank you very much for that update. Zain Bazravi, live in Kyiv for us. Meanwhile, new European restrictions on Russian oil are coming into effect on Sunday. This includes a ban on seaborne oil products and a global price cap of $100 a barrel on premium Russian oil products. The measures are aimed at reducing Russia's ability to fund its war in Ukraine. Osama bin Javid has more from Moscow.
Before the war, Russia used to sell petroleum products worth approximately $12 billion a month. In a year, it continues to sell oil products for about $14 billion. The European Union used to be the largest export market, followed by China and Korea. That's now been overtaken by India, China, and a grey area of unknown markets. Russia uses two main methods to transport its oil. First, via a network of pipelines to neighboring countries. And interestingly, it continues to pay Ukraine royalty for using the Druzhba pipeline. Secondly, it uses a network of tankers which ferry Russian oil to ports all over the world, and they have now come under sanctions from the European Union. The EU has set caps on Russian diesel and fuel oil, and those ships which are found not in compliance will neither have insurance, financing, and they won't even get servicing for the vessels.
Still ahead on Al Jazeera, Chile.